It's Sheridan TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you being here. Today is Tuesday. It is March 8th. It's 1 o'clock Central Time, and we are thrilled.
It's Thursday, John.
Whatever. It's Thursday. It's Tuesday. It's Thursday. It's a day that starts with a T. You know why? Because I'm sitting here. It's somewhere between Monday and Friday. I know that for absolute certainty. Thanks for being here, folks. I am joined today by our senior mentor here at Sheridan Mentoring, Mr. Mark Fenton, who's going to be chatting a little bit about trading through the jobs report tomorrow. If you have any questions for Mark as he works through this content, go ahead and plug it into the chat box underneath the video box, and I'll make sure to ignore them. I mean, answer them. Sorry. Mark, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you, John?
I'm awesome, man. Can't complain.
I'm just getting ready to share my screen here. So if you could let me know whenever you see it.
Yeah, bud. Absolutely.
First, I got to figure out how Skype works because, you know, that's part of my problem. Quite honestly. All right. We're getting there. All right.
That's no problem.
You should see my screen here.
He's thinking about it.
Fit?
Yeah, I can see me too.
You see when we get rid of you?
No, I mean, you can't have too much of me.
Oh, we'll leave it there.
I'm just kidding. You can get rid of me.
From the ladies, John, in the upper right-hand corner.
Unbelievable.
Right, so tomorrow at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, extrapolate for wherever you're at, an hour before the market opens, the non-farm payrolls will come out many times a market mover, at least temporarily. So I was just looking at a way that you could play cheaply, very limited risk,
awesome,
with a decent reward if you're right, this non-farms payroll report. And if you look here, what I've done is I've set up a double fly. Now, let me change this to tomorrow, the 9th, which this actually shows what a standard deviation would be. So a standard deviation up puts me in the middle of the tent up here. A standard deviation down puts me pretty close to the middle of the tent down here. You can move things around if you like.
Yep.
And all I've done is centered an SPX fly, a put fly down here, 1-2-1 put fly, and a 1-2-1 call fly up here, right around that standard deviation. And like I said, you can move it in or out depending on what you think. As a matter of fact, if you think, hey, this is going to be bearish or this is going to be bullish and you're really convinced, I just do one of them. But even if you didn't know what to think, this is an interesting way to play it because a lot of times it does move at least temporarily in one direction and many times it goes the other. But there's been so much tension in the market this week. You can see today the market's not doing that much really. There's a lot of tension in the market around the tariff deals, trade things, now non-farm payroll. And I just have the impression that the market's waiting for that to maybe begin its next move. So I think there's an excellent chance that we'll be up around 2750 or down around 2700 sometime tomorrow. Matter of fact, probably wouldn't be a bad bet that we go to both places because that's how erratic the market has been. So this is just one way to play it. This particular play, if you could get filled at the mid, around 130 bucks on this call fly and around 70 on the put fly. So maybe 200 bucks you could be in this thing if you can get filled around mid prices.
I like it.
That you can adjust, you can make the wings wider, you'd have more room, but of course it would cost you more money. And you can adjust around where that center is if you happen to think something or leave one of these flies off. Heck, if you think the market's not going to move at all, you can put the fly on at the money here today. So very versatile. I think this is an interesting play because it does seem to go someplace. There may even be an off chance it could run up and then all the way down. Maybe you could even get them both off profitably. But even if you couldn't, you can get off one of these profitably, and it will be enough to take care of the fact that you lost on the other. Now, at the end of the day, this is SPX. It expires. You won't be assigned. It's simply cash settled. whatever they owe you, whatever you lost, end of story. You don't have to trade out of it unless you want to. You know, tomorrow if you had a nice profit 20 minutes after the market opened, I'd probably just go ahead and close that particular fly that's got your profit in it, let the other one ride. Maybe it'll come down to it, like I said, during the day, the way we've been moving around. But I just wanted to show this one around. I think it's interesting. And it's something you could do with a lot of the earnings, whatever. But this non-farm payrolls could be a big one. It could be a chance to pick up a couple coins for somebody on limited risk. If you understand it, if you don't understand it, of course, don't do it.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions, Johnny?
I like that. That's a nice, simple little trade there. I like it. Rick G says, why not unbalanced and do it 1-3-2 and pay less debit?
Well, there's a lot of different ways you could do this, Rick. That might be another good way. This is just one of the ways. I think this is pretty simple. We're reaching out to a broad audience here. This is a simple trade.
Yeah.
I think most people who are acquainted with options can figure out at least the structure out.
Sometimes short and sweet is the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. If you have any other questions, plug them in the chat. Wanted to let you know Dan's Iron Condor class just started yesterday. Session number one is done. Trading Iron Condors in any environment. He already has one class trade on. And he's putting on another live class trade today. So if you're not already in the class, make sure you get in the class. Click on the homepage of Shared Mentoring, and you can learn more about that Iron Condor class and get in now. Also, Dan's Chicago seminar is over halfway filled up already. May 31st and June 1st, Thursday, Friday. If you scroll down underneath the chat box there, you'll see a little bit more information about Chicago seminar. It's a great time to first of all, come to Chicago when the weather's nice. For that sliver of the year. So that's a huge plus. But then you're going to get to be able to interact with over 100 other folks who are just like yourselves trying to learn the craft and trying to find the best way to skin the cat. We'll be over 12 presenters speaking, probably. I think 12, 13, maybe 14, all depends. And they'll be sharing exactly what they do to generate income each month. So definitely something worth looking at. Well, I don't see any other... questions in the box, Mark. You did too good of a job, my friend.
All right, well, we'll let it go at that, and then good luck everybody with whatever you do tomorrow.
Whatever happens tomorrow, we will be here. So if you do have questions, you can always send us an email, info@sharedmentoring.com, or give us a call, 800-288-9341. We are happy to chat with you about options. It's what we do. Thanks for joining us, folks. Thank you, Mark, for sharing. It's Thursday, so we'll see you next week on Tuesday for another installment of Sheridan TV. Thanks, everybody.